With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A judge is blocking JetBlue's $3.8 billion buyout of Spirit Airlines. Ed Donahue reports.
The Justice Department sued to block the merger, and federal judge William Young is siding with the Biden administration, saying the deal would reduce competition. Spirit is the nation's biggest low-cost airline. The administration fears the merger would drive up fares. JetBlue says it disagrees with the ruling and is considering whether to appeal. In his ruling, the judge wrote, "Spirit is a small airline, but there are those who love it. To those dedicated customers of Spirit, this one's for you." The ruling could open the door for another budget carrier, Frontier Airlines, to make another attempt to buy Spirit. I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, California is taking its fight against flavored tobacco products national. Attorney General Rob Bonta is joining AGs from 21 states and urging the Biden administration to ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Bonta says tobacco companies have intentionally targeted communities of color. For decades, the tobacco industry aggressively marketed menthol cigarettes in black communities. The Biden administration backtracked on the ban because it's an election year. Meanwhile, the president will host congressional leaders today to discuss national security funding. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Top lawmakers in both parties will sit down with the president at the White House. On the agenda is the administration's emergency request for billions of dollars in funding for Ukraine, Israel, the southern border, and other national security measures. Over the past several weeks, House Republicans have been demanding tougher immigration policies as part of those national security negotiations. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Congress announcing a bipartisan deal to expand the child tax credit and create a series of tax breaks for businesses. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama has begun enforcing a ban on the use of puberty blockers and hormones to help kids live as the opposite sex. The 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted the state's request to stay a preliminary injunction that blocked Alabama from enforcing the 2022 law. Attorney General Steve Marshall calls the order a significant victory for their country, kids, and common sense. This is SRN News. House Republicans are halting plans to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress this week for defying a congressional subpoena.
They cited ongoing negotiations with Hunter Biden's attorney over a possible deposition. A contempt resolution against Hunter Biden was scheduled to move through a procedural hearing before it was canceled Tuesday to give the attorneys additional time to reach an agreement. That's according to a spokesperson for the House Oversight Committee. The move comes days after an attorney for President Biden's son indicated a willingness to cooperate with Republicans' ongoing impeachment inquiry following months of defiance. Keith Peters reporting.
More than 140 million people are under wind chill advisories or warnings. At least seven deaths are being blamed on the severe winter weather. The freezing conditions should let up today, but the National Weather Service says that another Arctic air blast is expected later in the week. More details at SRNnews.com.